It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. Well, I came across this interesting report that I want to share with you in a publication called Workboat Magazine. You'll find them online at workboat.com. The headline is Sea Level Report Predicts Tenfold Increase in Coastal Floods. And it's all about predicted sea level rise in the U.S. Lots of good info here, so I thought I'd share it with you today. Some of this will impact us here in Oregon and Washington. The next 30 years will bring as much sea level rise to U.S. coastlines as in the past 100 years. By 2050, causing moderate tidal flooding on average more than 10 times as frequently as today. That's according to a new report compiled by federal agencies. In a February 15th press conference announcing the findings, NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad said, an average 1 foot rise by 2050 is basically baked into the future, given ongoing climate trends. While it's critical to reduce carbon emissions that warm the atmosphere, coastal communities must prepare for the consequences now, NOAA officials say, and that's NOAA is National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The regional impacts will vary, dependent not only on tides and local sea conditions, but geological trends along the coasts. Where land is subsiding or dropping on the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico coasts, sea level change will have much bigger effects compared to the Pacific states where we are. Rise in the next 3 decades is anticipated to be, on average, on the east coast of the United States, 10 to 14 inches, the Gulf of Mexico, 14 to 18 inches, the west coast of the U.S., 4 to 8 inches, the Caribbean, 8 to 10 inches, the Hawaiian Islands, 6 to 8 inches, and northern Alaska, 8 to 10 inches of sea level rise. So we are in the low range of that, 4 to 8 inches, as compared to, say, 10 to 14 in the East Coast. So what I know about sea level rise here locally, about predictions for that, is that our sea level rise will not be as dramatic as that in other places because our area is also experiencing uplift from one tectonic plate shoving itself under another that is pushing the coast up. And that, of course, increases our earthquake risk. We've heard that in the context of the big one. But it is also mitigating our sea level rise somewhat. So if I'm recalling this correctly, that's why we are only 4 to 8 inches of predicted sea level rise instead of more, because as sea level rises, we are rising too, I think about an inch a year. So Oregon and Washington are creeping up with those geological changes in the Earth's crust. So this report on these predicted sea level rise is called the Sea Level Rise Technical Report. It provides the most up-to-date sea level rise projections for all U.S. states and territories by decade for the next 100 years and beyond, based on a combination of tide gauge and satellite observations and all the model ensembles from the 6th assessment report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC. That's according to NOAA. The report projects sea levels along the coastline will rise an additional 10 to 12 inches by 2050 in some places, with specific amounts varying regionally, mainly due to land height changes. The report updates the federal government's 2017 sea level rise projections and uses additional information on tide, wind, and storm-driven extreme water levels affecting current and future coastal flood risk. Now, there's an interesting online tool that I looked at called the NOAA Sea Level Rise Viewer, and you can Google it. It's a web page, an online tool where you can download future flooding projection maps by zip code and down to the neighborhood level. And I was looking at our Astoria, Warrenton area. You can go there too and do that. And it gives you a projection of how much flooding will be anticipated in those areas, depending on how much things rise. By 2050, moderate flooding, which is typically disruptive and damaging by today's weather, sea level, and infrastructure standards, is expected to occur more than 10 times as often as it does today. That's according to Nicole LeBeouf, director of NOAA's National Ocean Service. She said these numbers mean a change from a single event every 2 to 5 years to multiple flooding events each year in some places. And this is a quote from Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. For businesses along the coast, knowing what to expect and how to plan for the future is critical. These updated projections will help businesses and the communities they support understanding risks and making smart investments in the years ahead. Now, the report, with its 2050 predictions, puts out a timeline for the fate of already threatened low-lying coastal communities. So here's some information about that. Trends in minor disruptive high tide flooding have grown from about 5 days in 2000 to 10 to 15 days in places like New York City and Norfolk, Virginia in 2020. In Miami, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina, annual frequencies have grown from 0 to 2 days to about 5 to 10 days over the same period. These increases will continue, further accelerate, and spread to more locations over the next couple of decades. And there were stories in the news in recent years about flooding in subway tunnels in New York City during storm events, because between the sea level rise and the storm surge, they had some real problems because New York City has an extensive subway system, and really put that system out of commission for a while until the flooding subsided. The multi-agency report comes out of the Interagency Sea Level Rise and Coastal Flood Hazard and Tool Task Force, composed of NOAA, NASA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the U.S. Geological Survey, the U.S. Defense Department, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, FEMA, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, as well as several academic institutes. So that's the source of that data. We get a little bit of a look at what sea level rise could be like during our King Tide events. They happen every year, and I always talk about them on the Ship Report. That's when certain weekends in December and January each year, there are these astronomical high tides caused by the alignment of the Earth, the Sun, and the Moon that just pull excessively on the Earth and cause higher than normal tides. And they're annual, they're normal, they're predicted, and you can go out and look at the tides and see how high they are. And those tides are, in general, causing coastal flooding even now. The idea is that if you go and look at what's happening during the King tides, you can get an idea of how much higher high tide will be once that starts to kick in, those predictions for sea level rise. So kind of a look at the future, if you will, in terms of where we can expect high tide to be in future years. So just an interesting look at what some predictions are for sea level rise in the United States. And it's interesting to see that we are still in the low range, but still, 8 inches, 4 to 8 inches, that's quite a bit. Well, on a very high tide day, we'll have a 12-foot tide on an extremely high tide day. Adding another 8 inches onto that could make a difference in low-lying places. And if you want to take a look for yourself at what the potential flooding implications would be here locally, you can Google that NOAA Sea Level Rise Viewer, and I will also put a link to it on the Ship Report website with this podcast at shipreport.net. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.